today's rest of the story. Art Simmons was the neighborhood bully. But there was one thing that separated Art from the neighborhood bully you probably knew. Art could really fight. While other bullies were mostly bluff and bluster, this one could underscore his intimidation with a remarkable pair of fists. Though he was barely 14, it was said that a full-grown man would think twice before taking on Art Simmons. But unfortunately, Art did not bully full-grown men. In fact, he often picked on younger boys, in particular a neighbor boy named Mike. Now, Mike's father hated fighting, was always telling his son to avoid a confrontation. The Simmons boy calls you a name, Dad admonished, just ignore him. But Mike's father had forgotten how a boy's honor needs defending sometimes. So he was shocked the afternoon he looked out the window to see a battle raging in front of the house. It was Mike and Art Simmons. Furious, Dad rushed out the door to stop it. You both ought to be ashamed, he was starting to say, when suddenly from somewhere, Mike's brother John came running full speed and tackled the Simmons boy. Well, now Dad had had enough. He seized John by the collar, hauled him into the house, and gave him a whipping. John protested. After all, he was only trying to defend his younger brother. But Dad was adamant. Fighting was wrong, and that would have been that, but this is the rest of the story. 3 days passed before John and Art Simmons encountered each other again. There were the usual taunts from the latter. This time, John said, all right, if Art wanted a fight, he'd have a fight. But this time, not where some grown-up could intervene. Instead, out in the woods, where a winner and a loser could be determined once and for all. So John and Art went out into the woods together. The boys were the same age, apparently evenly matched. Art fighting for his own territorial supremacy, and John for his kid brother, and for all kid brothers in the neighborhood. And John did not let them down. It was a merciless thrashing that he gave Art Simmons. And yet, unlike most kid wars, this one accomplished much. First, the reformation of a bully. Next, the initiation of a lifelong friendship between the two contestants. And perhaps more significant, it revealed something in John that he might not otherwise have recognized, a tremendous talent for doing battle with his fists. There would be other fights in John's life, some of them ranked among the most ferocious ever fought anywhere. But when you're reading that history in the future, or even now when you're reflecting upon those fights, I hope you'll always remember John's first fight, which was fought for the love of Mike, a war in the woods near Boston that set two young feet on a pathway to immortality a century ago. All your life, you've known the name of America's bare-knuckle boxing champion of champions, John L. Sullivan. Only now, you know the rest of the story.